Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
There are a lot of people walking around this earth right now who are not taking advantage of God's mercy towards them, and a whole bunch of them are Christians, whether out of guilt or maybe out of slavery to an addiction or a particular sin, or for some other reason, lots of people are missing out on the healing that is offered in Jesus Christ. Hello and welcome again to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our topic this hour is finding healing in God's mercy. 888-31-TRUTH is our number, and our guest is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Deacon Harold travels the world sharing the message of Christ's healing mercy. He's the founder and director of DynamicDeacon.com, a Christian evangelization and apologetics organization, and he hosts several popular EWTN series, including Behold the Man, Spirituality for Men, Made in His Image, Family Life Together, Christ the Servant, The Vocation of Deacons, and Authentically Free at Last, which I believe also has our good friend Gloria Purvis in it. Deacon Harold, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you as always, Cy. It's always good to be on Catholic Answers.
I was telling Jimmy that Jimmy Akin was here last hour that you told me you traveled 185,000 miles giving talks last year.
That's correct. Yeah, all around the world. God is good. I mean, it's one of those things, Cy. I never expected to be doing this on a full-time basis, traveling as I am and speaking and writing books. You know, I just submitted the manuscript for my third book. This is the first one for EWTN Publishing last week. In fact, right before coming here, I spoke with the editor who read the book. And he hadn't done all the major edits or anything like that. But he told me the manuscript was very clean. He said he learned a lot. He really enjoyed it. So that was good to hear from the person who's going to be criticizing your books.
Yeah.
But I'm about to go on tour. I'm going to be going to Australia for 2 weeks on tour with sponsored by Parousia Media. And then I'll be in Suriname and Guyana. And then I'll be in Philippines in August and Israel in November.
Wow, that is fantastic. And so this topic that you've chosen for today and the idea of finding healing in God's mercy, how did that become part of your life, this idea of finding healing in Christ's mercy?
Well, many listeners out there are probably familiar with my story with my dad, rather than kind of rehash that whole thing again, basically – there was a point in my life where I was, I didn't speak to my dad for 18 years. I come from a family that's divorced. My mom and dad are divorced, and it's affected each of us four kids very differently. When you go through something like that, and when you see your family, broken up, it does something to you. I think it really holds you back from being the person that God really created and calls you to be. And so I had to find a way to heal from that. And it took a long time. And so what I found is when I'm speaking now, I've encountered other people who were in that same position I was in, who maybe had an abusive ex-husband. Maybe there was unfaithfulness within the marriage. Even though the marriage may be reconciled now, there's always that lingering thing in the back of your mind going, oh, I'm not sure if I can totally fully trust this person anymore.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's an alcohol or drug issue. Maybe you were raped when you were in college, or maybe you were the one who was a rapist. Instead of doing the right thing, making sure that young lady got home safe, you took advantage of the situation. Maybe you were bullied. Or maybe you were the one that was doing the bullying. You know, maybe you were suicidal. Maybe you right now you're estranged from your children or from your own parents who maybe have left the faith or they're too Catholic. And there's this tension. Or maybe you're just angry all the time.
Mm.
You know, maybe you're depressed. I mean, there's so many things that people are going through, have gone through, things that happened in the past that they're still holding on to. And they cannot truly be fulfilled and find the joy and the light in their life that they're truly desired, that their hearts truly desire, unless they're able to open the floodgates, open their hearts and let the floodgates of God's divine mercy enter into that to bring the healing that they can truly mean. And the thing is, I want to talk about this because I meet so many people that are in this situation. And when I give this talk at a parish mission or a conference, I find that the impact is very powerful. So I thought this would be great topic to share with people that may be going through something like this. And how do you get past it? Again, not easy, because the cross wasn't easy. Because Jesus said, if you are to be my disciple, that's someone who hears, accepts, and carries out in their life every day the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith. You have to pick up your cross and follow Christ. And that's not easy to do. But in order to find the true healing, you have to do what Christ asks us to do. Have an open heart and an open will, and God will bring the healing that we so richly desire in our hearts.
888-318-7884 is our number if you'd like to talk with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers about the healing that is found in the mercy of God. 888-318-7884. I mean, I can. It strikes me that there are many people listening who will say, "I can't do it. I can't let go of this hurt that was done me." Maybe it even feels like they would be doing an injustice to themselves if they let go of it. If I let go of it, then I'm never going to get, the credit or the response that I deserve that acknowledges my suffering and my pain. What do you say to folks about that?
That's an excellent point, and that is a very human response. If someone did something to you, you're going to be angry. Yeah. You're going to be upset. You're going to say, well, look what they did to me. And let's be honest. Sometimes being angry and holding on to it feels good. And sometimes it feels good to hate, because like that person, and I'm not going to speak to, I'll show them, that kind of thing. While in the moment, you may have that release. You may even, in a sense, feel better because now you're responding with your anger. Ultimately, though, it will not give you what you're looking for. And maybe you're so angry you don't want to be reconciled with that person. Maybe you didn't want to see them or talk to them again. And again, very human response. But I'm also drawn to what our Lord says. We can't, what Paul says in Romans, we can't think like the world. We have to renew our minds. We know what is God's will, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." So we cannot think or act like the world. And the world wants to be angry. Look. People, I don't watch a lot of TV, but people that watch a lot of these news networks and all this stuff, they fill themselves with all this stuff, and they're angry all the time. Yeah. They're angry with what's going on with our country. They're angry with what's going on in the world. That's a very human response. But what Christ calls us to is a supernatural response to what's going on in our life. And that's what I want to address today.
Okay, so give a hint before we have to take a break to the person who is resistant to receiving and living in. It's often not necessarily receiving the mercy of Christ, but being willing to accept that in your life so that you can pass it on to others, to be merciful yourself. Well, give a little glimpse, if you would, of what does that mean when a person experiences the freedom of having been healed in Christ's mercy?
Oh, man. It feels literally like a weight has been lifted. I mean, that's how I felt. I felt like light. I felt like this weight was lifted off. I felt like I'm free now. I felt like God wanted to fill me. Come on. He goes, come on, Deacon. I want to do this for you. I want to fill you with the completeness of my spirit. I want to take you to that next level of relationship with me. But I can't, because you've made the choice to hold on to this, and I have to wait for you to give it to me so that I could take that from you, and so that I can fill you with my love and with my mercy. And when we're ready to do that, again, not easy. We'll talk about the steps involved in that when we get some calls.
Okay.
That's not easy to do, but when we do that, and when we're willing to pick up that cross and follow Jesus, look what's waiting for us, resurrection. Look what's waiting for us, the beatific vision. And I think that's what we need to focus on.
It's just that you have to tell people about it, don't you? Because until you have received that kind of freedom and that joy that comes with having that weight off you, it's very hard to believe that it's going to be there. It's very hard to go, all right, I'll trust it's going to be there if I take this leap.
You know, John Paul II talks about this extensively in his Dives in Misericordia, Rich in Mercy, where he talks about God the Father. Because the Father's divine mercy is really the Father's merciful love. But divine mercy has a face, and that face is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the conduit of the Father's mercy to us, obviously in the beautiful divine mercy image that was revealed to St. Faustina. That's the image of the rays going out from the heart of Jesus into the world. And if we want, and so what's the key? Reconciliation. He talks about conversion and reconciliation. St. John Paul II talks about it in Rich in Mercy, that balance between conversion and reconciliation as the key to finding and accepting in your own life God's incredible, endless, bottomless, merciful love. And that's going to be the key that we're going to focus on today.
Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers is our guest. We're talking about finding healing in God's mercy. It's real, and it really changes lives. He's going to tell us how that we can better access that. Even those of us who are living Christian lives, often we are neglecting to allow God to come and heal us with his mercy. 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-31-TRUTH. If you prefer the spelled version, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, the dynamic Deacon, right after this.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Summer is upon us, and though the temperatures are going up, the prices are coming down during Catholic Answers' first ever summer book sale in the online shop at Catholic.com. For a limited time, dozens of great books are available for $10, $5, even as low as $1 a copy. This is the time to load up on solid Catholic books for you, your friends, and your family. The spectacular online event offers savings of 50% and more on books by Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, Rod Bennett, Gary Machuda, and a whole host of esteemed authors, evangelists, and apologists. We've even got all of the books in our Catholic Answers Classics series marked down. Log on now to shop.catholic.com and take advantage of what will be one of the most exciting sales of the summer. You know it's all good stuff because it's from the people you know and trust at Catholic Answers. Log on to shop.catholic.com and start saving today.
This is Tim Staples, and I'm really excited to tell you about a special limited-time offer we've got right now on subscriptions to our award-winning Catholic Answers magazine. Sign up today during our annual subscription drive, and not only can you save big bucks off the normal price, we'll give you a digital subscription to the magazine for free. Subscribe today by calling 818-487-2011 or logging online to CatholicAnswersMagazine.com. Sign up for a one-year subscription and we'll give you $10 off the normal price. Better yet, become a two-year subscriber and we'll up the ante by dropping the price $20. That's a saving of $10 to $20 plus a free digital subscription when you sign up for a subscription to Catholic Answers Magazine. Act now. This is our best offer of the year and it's only available for a limited time. Subscribe to Catholic Answers Magazine before our annual subscription drive ends. Phone 818-487-2011 or go to CatholicAnswersMagazine.com today.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Don't forget, for the entire month of June, Catholic Answers is offering dozens of books and DVDs for more than 50% off. As a matter of fact, they got them tagged in little sections, $10, $5, and even as low as $1. You can get Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, Gary Machuda, Matt Frad, so many others. If you love Catholic books and DVDs, it's a great time to shop. Go to shop.catholic.com. That's shop.catholic.com and look for the $1, $5, $10 book and DVD sales banner. And all shipping on those is just a flat $5 fee. You get it all for a flat $5 fee. Again, that's at shop.catholic.com. Catholic.com. Our guest this hour is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who if you've been around Catholic media at all, you've run into him, whether it's on a book or a magazine or a TV show or a radio program. He's done it all, and he's always enthusiastic and powerful in sharing the good news of Christ's love for everyone. We got lots of callers on. Shall we go to a caller's any business you want to attend to before we do that, Deacon?
Oh, no, I just want to remind people that I'm going to be leading a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and we're going to be leaving October 28th and coming back November 10th, and we're calling it the Saints in the Holy Land Tour because we're going to be experiencing the Holy Land on All Saints and All Souls Day coming up this October and November. So more information on my website. Yeah, dynamicdeacon.com or deaconharold.com, and all the information is right there on the front page.
Very, very cool. Do you keep track? How many times have you been to the Holy Land? Is this
last year was the first time? To be in the places where you hear about in the Gospels, to be reading the Gospels in the places where the events actually took place was just mind blowing. It was a transformative, life changing experience, and I want to bring more people there so they can have that same experience. You know, it's often called the fifth gospel.
Yes.
Now I see why. Yeah, definitely.
Well, when you went the first time, was there a particular site, a particular moment that you thought, wow, this is really special for me right here?
There were a couple. One was Holy Thursday in the dungeon where Jesus was, where he was held Holy Thursday before being crucified on Good Friday. And you go down in there, and it's just it's incredibly moving. It's incredibly moving. And then, you know, the traditional psalm that Jesus would have prayed is Psalm 88. So they actually have a book in Psalm 88 in different languages. And you get to read that psalm while you're in the place, like in the places that are dark, in the depths. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness. I mean, you can almost feel that. It's almost palpable. It was incredible. And the other one was when Jesus gave in John chapter 6, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, you know, to be in that place. And you're sitting there, and I was imagining listening to Jesus as he was giving that the incredible discourse about him being present in the Eucharist. It gave me absolute chills.
If you have any question in your mind about the depth of God's passionate, merciful love for you, all you got to do is one of those places with some remembrance that this is God, become a man, did these things for me so that I would be free, so that I would be whole.
Exactly. In fact, the incarnation is one of the manifestations of God's mercy, that he loved us enough to send his own son to minister and then to die and then to rise from the dead to give us the way to back to eternal life. And it's just that's how much God loves us, you know, and so we have to emulate that in our own lives.
Deacon's mission is to help you find healing in God's mercy, and finding healing in God's mercy is our topic this hour. 888-31-TRUTH is the number. We go now to Roger in Vancouver, Washington, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Roger, your question for Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Good afternoon. Peace to you guys. It's more of a shout out than a question. Last night, I had the good honor of being with Deacon Harold at our Paris Holy Redeemer. And we're also honored to listen to a play with Father Augustus Tolton. And he pushed the canonization of Father Tolton. And it was a good play. It turned out really well, and it was something that we really need in this present time with a positive male presence. Father Tolton, basically, he's presenting what he had in his times, the slavery of mind and body, and with Deacon Harold, you know, giving his say on it, it really brought to the times that we're going through and how we so much need that male presence and more of a conversion to spirit.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for those kind words for Deacon. And since you mentioned Father Tolton, let me just get a confirmation from you, Deacon. The first openly or known African-American man ordained to the priesthood in the United States. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. He was born in April 1st, 1854, died in July 1897. So he's only 43 years old and faced incredible racism, both when he was young, after his family escaped from slavery to Quincy, Illinois. When he tried to be enrolled in school, even though the priests and the nuns encouraged him, you know, the parishioners threatened to leave the parish, threatened to withhold funds if they continued to worship with us. And even after he became a priest, the ostracization he received, particularly from one particular priest who said that if white people went to his parish, although he welcomed everyone, but if the white people went to their parish, they didn't count for the Sunday obligation, things like that. It was just So the next book that I have coming out is actually going to be reflections on the life of Father Tolton, things that we can incorporate into our lives today based on the life of Father Tolton. One of them is about finding mercy. Think about it. I mean, the way he responded to the racism of his time was absolutely incredible. I mean, talk about God's mercy and finding that peace that Jesus calls for. He did that. He personified that. And Roger's absolutely right. We live in a world that's so divisive right now, and we need to show God's merciful healing. I think bringing out the story of Father Tolton is going to be a way that many people are going to find that they're, by his example, is going to be a way to bring healing into their own lives. So thank you so much for that, Roger. It was great being there with all of you last night.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you for that call. Deacon, just before we go to the next call, Father Tolton, is he considered for sainthood? Does he have a cause?
Yes, his cause was officially opened by Cardinal George, actually, God rest his soul. And just a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, the Vatican came back with a positive review of all the documentation that was sent to Rome on the virtuous life of Augustus Tolton. So now the next step, he was basically cleared for the next step, which is going to be beatification. So in fact, I believe they're examining a couple of miracles right now that could lead to his beatification eventually down the road. So we'll keep praying for that.
Yeah, praise God. And we will keep praying for it. And I'm really grateful to Roger, because I'm glad we got a chance to mention his name on the air and make sure that people know who he is and what his great value is to us in the church in America and to the universal church. Our next caller is an anonymous caller. Anonymous, you are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and God bless you both. I really love Catholic Answers.
Thank you.
So the reason I'm calling today, you know, you kind of sparked my call when you started talking about your relationship with your father, and I don't know what the story is, but I've got a story where my mom, she divorced my dad when I was like 5 years old. So my dad ended up raising my sibling and myself, and we moved to the West Coast. And so we kept in touch with my mom, over summers. And, you know, we'd see her, you know, every now and again she would come out, you know, during the course of, you know, over the years, but never really where it was like an active mother role, you know, in my life. But after that, she also, you know, kind of went through a lot of marriages. And there was another child that she had. And so, you know, there was, you know, another family there. And then she also divorced that person. I mean, literally, she's been through five marriages. And so I guess for me, you know, I just had like a real unsettling feeling about that my whole life. And finally, it kind of came to terms with it in my adult life. But now, she's, you know, hooked up with a guy. She actually kind of changed her life, and she moved away. She's divorced her last husband 3 years ago, and she's in a relationship with somebody that is 25 years younger than her, 3 years younger than myself. And so this is like now kind of like the new kind of hit that, you know, it's just a little bit too much for me to take. And she's a Christian woman. She loves God. I mean, she definitely is a Christian woman, but she is very confused between all the faiths. I mean, she's been, you know, Methodist. She was raised Methodist, and then in one of her marriages, she became Catholic, and then she fell out.
Anonymous, I want you to keep telling your story, but we are almost at the bottom of the hour. Could you phrase it in a form of a question for Deacon Harold, and we'll at least get started on an answer before we have to go to the break?
Sure. So my question is, how do I kind of wrap my head around it and let go and let God?
Okay. There's a couple things. One, you know, I just from what you said, very simply, I think your mother is looking for love. And she's trying to find someone to fulfill her and complete her in all these relationships. And the problem is that's why they keep failing. The only one that can fulfill anything in her life that she's really looking for is Jesus Christ. Now, you say, well, she's a Christian woman, and that's great. But it doesn't sound to me, from what you said, that she really has that deep, intimate, personal, loving and life-giving intimacy with Jesus Christ, because he's the ultimate fulfillment. Look, I've been married for 24 years. I love my wife when I've loved anyone else in my life, but she cannot fully complete all of my needs of love, because only Jesus can do that. And I'll finish answering on the other side.
Okay, we will we'll hang on. If you will hang on, Anonymous, for just a couple minutes, we'll be right back with more from Deacon Harold Burke Sivers on your situation and on in general, we're on the healing power that is to be found in God's mercy. Something maybe we just don't take enough time to think about, pray for, and accept. We'll be right back with that after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Sharing the gospel with family and friends can be challenging. It's especially hard when they won't even hear you out because of all the mental roadblocks they've built up. This is Carlo Broussard, and in my new book, Prepare the Way, my aim is to help you tackle that essential first step to apologetics and evangelization, getting people to listen with an open mind. Even our best witness can bounce right off folks like these if we don't prepare the way first, breaking down barriers and leaving minds and souls free to encounter the truth. I'll give you evidence and arguments and step-by-step strategies based on asking the right questions to help them overcome their obstacles and make a straight path for the Lord. Order your copy of Prepare the Way today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
God helps those who help themselves. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. We all hear sayings like these, and we assume they come from the Bible, the saints, or famous Christian writers. Nobody can seem to place their origin, but by sheer repetition, they've acquired a halo of truth. In my new book, What the Saints Never Said, I look at over 40 of these well-known sayings and track them back to their original sources. You'll be surprised at what I found. Some are close to what was really said. Many were misattributed or twisted beyond their original meaning, and more than a few of these sayings were simply made up. I hope by setting the record straight, I can make you aware of the theological errors that can lead us away from the faith and offer you authentic quotes from Scripture, saints, and scholars that will draw you closer to our faith. Get your copy of What the Saints Never Said by calling 1-888-291-8000, by visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catherine Zeltner.
There are so many misconceptions when it comes to abortion and assisted suicide. It's really confusing, and I think for a lot of people, they don't know how to talk about these things. EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, we help to change that. We help to really untangle these web of lies. Listeners can expect to become informed and then grow more confident so that they can then discuss and dialogue these issues, and together we can really impact culture in that way.
EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is our guest. Deacon Harold is an evangelist and apologist and a spreader of God's love. You see him on EWTN TV on all kinds of things, and I may have read his books. You were just mentioning that you wrote the foreword to the Ignatius Press edition of Father Augustus Tolton's autobiography.
Yeah, From Slave to Priest, it's called, yes.
Yep.
So I had the honor of doing it back in 2006, yep.
You're going on pilgrimage in November, and people can find out about that at deaconherald.com. But you're also going to be with a group that you could almost say there's none we value more than Guadalupe Radio. You know, these Catholic radio networks around the country are so important, and Guadalupe Radio has been so important to the growth of Catholic radio in America. And you're going to be down there, I think, July 8th. You're going to be at their fundraiser, right?
Yeah, I'm speaking at a fundraising dinner event. They're going to have a luncheon for some for donors, which is a kind of a private luncheon with me, and then later that evening I'll be giving a keynote address at a fundraising dinner for Guadalupe. So you got to support Catholic Radio.
July 18th, actually. I said the wrong date. I said July 8th. It's July 18th. When we went to the break, you were talking with an anonymous caller whose mother is a Christian woman who moves from relationship to relationship. You were talking about how about the desire for love and how no person can fill that. Jesus can fill that. He's the only person that can fill our full desire for love. You want to take from where you were talking?
Yeah. So that's, I think, what's going on with your mom. Now, for you, you cannot control your mom's actions or decisions, but obviously they affect you because she's your mother. Right. So besides just praying for her, what I would recommend that you do is just to pray with her, even if you do it over the phone or through, you know, the Internet, you know, FaceTime or whatever it is, to just pray with her and say, Mom, you know, if you want to not any specifics about her relationships, but say, Mom, you know, all of us are looking for love, all of us are looking for fulfillment. And, you know, I think you can only find it in a deep and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's pray for that. Let's pray that both of us can find that in our lives. And just pray with your mom. You know, just open your heart and share that with her. Because, see, what you're trying to do, Anonymous, I think, is just plant some seeds of faith. Because you can't convert your mother, but Jesus Christ can and the Holy Spirit can. So just pray that she'll be open to receiving your beautiful words of mercy to her. Because what are you ultimately you're doing? You're trying to be a vehicle of mercy to your mother. You know how the rays of mercy flow from the heart of that divine mercy image? They flow out. They flow out. So God is asking us to also be that vehicle of mercy to the other people in our lives, even to the people that hurt us, because those rays of mercy is what leads to conversion and reconciliation.
Anonymous? How does all of that strike you?
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you for the call. You know, I don't know if I'm phrasing this correctly, but it just seems to me that a lot. I guess this comes from my own life experience. There can be long periods of time where someone else having wronged you, or someone else still wronging you, or something, and you can just hold on to it and you think that you're doing justice to yourself or by demanding justice, but what you're doing is just tying an anchor around your neck. You cannot get to the font of mercy that way, and there's nothing that's worth holding you back from that.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I think there's two things that happen when people hurt us. One is that we hold on to it and we're angry all the time and frustrated, and we can't take certain aspects of our lives to that next level. We can't take our marriage to that next level. We can't take our relationship with our children to that next level. We can't take our relationship with God to a deeper level of intimacy because we're holding on to it. Or we try to forget it. Oh, it didn't really happen. If I don't acknowledge it, if I don't think about it, then it didn't really happen. Both of those are just as sad and tragic. And so the first thing that you need to do is to acknowledge that what happened actually happened, to feel the emotions, to experience it, because unless we expose it, then God can't heal it. He wants us to bring it to the surface, bring it before this throne of mercy, so he can begin the process of healing that. So I think that's the first thing that we need to acknowledge.
Okay. So what's the second then? What do we got to do after that?
Okay. So after we acknowledge that it's there and we're feeling the emotions, we're back in that place where we don't want to be. But now the difference is, instead of dealing with it ourselves, we're dealing with it with Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. with his mercy open and present to us. So I think the next thing that we need to do then is realize that we have to then to fight, in a sense, with the weapons of God. So when we're dealing with this issue in our lives, you know, we want to defeat it. And the way that we defeat it is with the weapons of God, not with the weapons of man. And a great example of this is David and Goliath. You know, David wants to Goliath is mocking the armies of God. Goliath is this huge 9 feet, 9 inch thing, 125 pounds of armor on. Everyone's intimidated and scared except for David. David said he wants to fight him. So Saul says, man, it's a suicide mission. But David's like, but God's on my side, you know. And so his only mistake, he tries to put on Saul's armor and he recognizes that. And he throws it off because I can't go out with these. I'm not used to them, because he recognized he cannot defeat the Goliath in his life with the weapons of man. He then takes a sling and 5 smooth stones and from his shepherd's bag or wallet, and he goes out to face Goliath. And so for those of you on YouTube or on Facebook, you see a shepherd's bag or wallet, and he takes out a sling and 5 smooth stones. So if you want to think of biblical typology, I think that David fought Goliath with a type of rosary. The sling, of course, looking typologically, is the rosary, and the 5 smooth stones, each of the 5 joyful, sorrowful, luminous, and glorious mysteries of the rosary, or even the 5 wounds of Christ on the cross. And that is what he went to face Goliath with. Now, when you do that in your life, you start fighting with the weapons of God spiritually against the Goliath that's in your life, the anger and the resentment and the fear and the anxiety that you're holding on to. He's going to try and turn on you just like he did on David. Goliath said, "What? Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And David said, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord God, who you have defied." You see? And think about this, Si. At every holy sacrifice of the Mass, what do we say? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So David says to Goliath, "I come to you in the name of the Lord." Every holy sacrifice of the Mass, we pray, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So we have the tools to be able to defeat that Goliath in our life, but we have to confront it just like David did. We have to confront what happened and then fight with the weapons of God, with the rosary, with the chaplet of divine mercy, with the novenas, with these incredible devotions that we have, which is given to us through Christ and his saints to be able to be vehicles of healing and mercy in the lives of others. Then that's step two. Then step three is what's called a general confession. Okay. I don't want to confuse it with general absolution. All right. So general absolution is very, very rarely used. That's the case, for example, if you have a group of soldiers that's going on to war, or you have an airplane that's going down, and there's no time for a priest to hear everyone's individual confession, so he gives kind of a general absolution. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I mean by general confession is going to confession and confessing every sin you've committed in your entire life. Now, even though the sin, you may have already confessed the sin, it's been forgiven, it's not about forgiveness, it's about healing. Because even though God has forgiven us, as it says very clearly in Ezekiel, God forgets the sin, but we don't forget. And even though the sin's forgiven, we still feel burdened by that sin. So by going and confessing all the sins you committed in your whole life at one time, I found it to be a very powerful moment of healing and mercy for me. And now maybe I'll talk about the two other ones after we take a couple of calls.
Okay, let's go to Anna in Boston then. Anna, you are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Your question, please.
Yes, I wanted to ask about how to help my friend. She has been agonizing in her pain due to her past. Like, she lost a cousin when she was like 15, and then she had 2 premature babies to a surrogate mother that she hired, and she had suffered a lot with these premature babies, and she's pretty much very mad at God because of all the suffering. And now she recently lost her brother in December, and she's just been crying for 6 months. So I've been trying to help her out, but it's very tough because she's not open to the kind of God's healing, what Deacon is mentioning. I tried to get her come to Mass, to the sacraments, to retreats, but she's very close to that. And last time she told me she just want to get away from the Catholic Church because Catholics, we don't live how the way we preach, and she's very pretty mad at the Catholics. So can you give me an advice and see how can I help her in her healing?
Yes, thank you so much for that. And first of all, please be assured of my prayers and the prayers of the entire Catholic Answers family for your cousin. She's gone through some very difficult things in her life, and it almost seems like Job, one thing after another is happening with her. And it's very understandable how she could be angry. I mean, because God has big shoulders. He gets it. You know, that we're, he's our father, and sometimes you get mad at dad, and you want to blame him for things that are happening. But here's one of the things I recommend. Think of it like this. If you had a small child, maybe a 3-year-old child, and you walked into your kitchen and you saw that child holding a very, very sharp, large knife by the blade, what would you do? Would you go into the kitchen and say, "Oh my goodness, what are you doing with that knife?" and snatch it out of the child's hand? Of course not. Why? Because you sliced the hand open. What would you do instead? "Oh, honey, what do you got there? Let me see. Oh, look at that. Come here. Can you show daddy? Let me see. And oh, look at that. Oh, honey, can you open that and give that to me? Can you open your hand and give that to me?" And the child would look, because the child loves you and trusts you, the child would slowly, and you would reach in gently and slowly pull that knife away from the child, right? That's what God wants to do for your cousin. So here's what she needs to do. Say, "Lord, I'm holding on to this knife, this anger, this resentment, you know, and the God is our loving Father. He is mercy itself. He is love itself. And so what he wants to do for your cousin, if she just opens her heart to him and say, "What have you got there? Oh, yeah, your brother died. Yes, you had those premature children. Oh, yes, when you were a child, when you were a teenager, your cousin died. I know, I was there. And I love you. Can you open your hand for me? Let me see. What have you got there? Oh, it's the anger, and it's the resentment, and it's the pain, and it's the anxiety. And so if she can just trust God enough to open her hand, and God will gently come in. Let me take that from you because I love you. You trust me? Let me take that from you." And he'll remove that from her. But it's understandable that she's angry, but where she is right now, God can't bring the healing because she's not open to receiving what God wants to give her. And so the best thing that you can do is to help her by some of the recommendations that I've already made to get her to the place where she's at least open to receiving the love and the mercy of God. And then God can begin to take that pain away from her.
Anna, how does that strike you?
So today she's only open to go to the therapist. So she's going to this therapist every week. And I try to tell her that it's fine, but that she doesn't get the divine grace, the real healing.
Well, that's like what I said a little bit earlier. She's fighting with the weapons of man, and that's good. You know, if you're a problem with alcoholism, you need to go to AA, you know, but you also have to fight with the weapons of God. Because the weapons of man are not enough. So the therapy is going to help. But to find that deep spiritual healing, the anger that she has toward the church and toward God, therapy is not going to help her deal with that. She needs to fight with the weapons of God and with the help of her therapist, because we're both body and soul, right? She needs to. It's not either or; it's both and. So she needs to fight with both, all the weapons available to her, including the spiritual ones.
Anna, we have to take a quick break. I got to let you go. Thank you so much for that call. And you will have lots of folks praying for you as you approach your friend and try to help her open her hand to receive the mercy of God. Finding healing in God's mercy is our topic. Our guest is Deacon Harold Birksivers, and we'll be right back with your calls.
This is Bishop Chad Zielinski from the Diocese of Fairbanks of Northern Alaska, and you are listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Sharing the gospel with family and friends can be challenging. It's especially hard when they won't even hear you out because of all the mental roadblocks they've built up. This is Carlo Broussard, and in my new book, Prepare the Way, my aim is to help you tackle that essential first step to apologetics and evangelization, getting people to listen with an open mind. Even our best witness can bounce right off folks like these if we don't prepare the way first, breaking down barriers and leaving minds and souls free to encounter the truth. I'll give you evidence and arguments and step-by-step strategies based on asking the right questions to help them overcome their obstacles and make a straight path for the Lord. Order your copy of Prepare the Way today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their Catholic values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
God helps those who help themselves. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. We all hear sayings like these, and we assume they come from the Bible, the saints, or famous Christian writers. Nobody can seem to place their origin, but by sheer repetition, they've acquired a halo of truth. In my new book, What the Saints Never Said, I look at over 40 of these well-known sayings and track them back to their original sources. You'll be surprised at what I found. Some are close to what was really said. Many were misattributed or twisted beyond their original meaning, and more than a few of these sayings were simply made up. I hope by setting the record straight, I can make you aware of the theological errors that can lead us away from the faith and offer you authentic quotes from Scripture, saints, and scholars that will draw you closer to our faith. Get your copy of What the Saints Never Said by calling 1-888-291-8000, by visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is our guest, and we're talking about the greatest thing in the world, the mercy of Jesus and the power of healing that is found in the mercy of Jesus. The catch, well, there's no catch, but there is a cross to be taken up, and to fully receive that mercy of God, we have to do just what he commanded us to do, take up our cross each day and follow him. And for many, that cross is very, very heavy. It's a cross of things that I remember that I've done, where I have hurt other people, where I cannot face the person that I was and what I did, or it's hurts that others have done for me, and I cannot let go of those hurts long enough to experience mercy and to share mercy in that situation. For others, it may just be being stuck in habits or addictions or patterns that need to be broken. Christ's mercy is more powerful than all of it. There's not any doubt about that. You say, well, maybe I'm the exception. There's never been yet an exception to the rule that openness to Christ's mercy means the fullness of healing in someone's life. 888-31-TRUTH is our number. And Deacon, you are walking us through steps, and I don't want to get to the end of the hour and we haven't gotten through all the steps of how one accesses this. So you started with a few. Well, I'll just let you review the ones that you've gone over and maybe take us to the end of the process.
Yeah, so the first one is acknowledging that what happened to you happened. To bring it to the surface, to feel the emotions. The second one is fight with the weapons of God. You know, not just with the weapons of man, which are, you know, but again, using King David as an example against Goliath, fighting with the weapons of God is what's going to really help us there. And then third is general confession. You know, confessing all the sins that you committed in your entire life. Again, not for the fine forgiveness, because that sin may have already been forgiven. But there's something about healing, about looking at how far you've come and all the things that you overcome in your life, because sometimes I think we can forget, but it's very cathartic and it's very healing. And then because all of this leads to that, the letting go, this, all these things that we're talking about, allows you to bring it before the Lord, like that knife, the child holding the knife in their hand, and God the loving Father is asking you to open your hand so you could take that knife of anger, resentment, and then replace it with his incredible merciful love. But the last step is probably the hardest one, to go to the person that hurt you and to ask them for forgiveness for anything that you may have done that has caused a situation between the two of you. Now, some of you are saying to yourself, wait a minute, that's crazy. I didn't do anything wrong. They did it to me. True, but not the point. When we talk about divine mercy, image, the rays flow out of Christ's heart, they don't flow back. So in order to for Christ ultimately to bring healing, we talked about conversion and reconciliation, not just for yourself, but for the other person that hurt you. So what I did for my dad, for example, I remember in my brother's apartment, kneeling down in front of my dad who was sitting on the couch, and I said, Pop, I'm asking you to forgive me for anything that I've done to hurt you for not speaking to you for 18 years, for telling the kids that you were dead when they were asking where their grandfather was. I mean, Pop, I'm asking for forgiveness for all those things. And he's looking at me like, what? I mean, but he did. He gave me his mercy and forgiveness. That's really hard to get to that point to do that. But from now, let me tell you how that story ended, to show you that all these things that we're talking about today, these steps, even though they're very difficult, and trust me, I know, because I've been there. Back in October 4th, 2016, I was in the Portland airport waiting to fly to a leadership conference in Denver. My brother calls me and says that my father's dying. I have to come home now. So I switch my flight. I arrive back to New Jersey. My brother picks me up, go to the hospital. My father's in intensive care. The machine's doing 80% of the breathing. His blood pressure is being maintained by IVs. I do an all-night prayer vigil with my dad in the morning, talk to the doctors, nothing else they can do. I talk with the priest who's a medical ethicist. We pulled everything, at 12:55. So I did my first chaplet at 1 o'clock, second chaplet at 2 o'clock. No kidding, Si, this is no joke. Exactly 3 o'clock, my father takes his last breath. Now, 3 o'clock is the hour of mercy.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. And I was standing in the corner with my rosary in my hand saying, he made it till 3. He made it till 3. And my brother looked at me, what are you talking about? I said, that's the hour of mercy. That's the hour that Jesus died on the cross. He made it till 3. But here's the thing I didn't catch till later, Si. I arrived at 11:30 at night, October 4th. The next day my father died was October 5th. Whose feast day is that? St. Faustina.
Oh.
So my father dies, who destroyed our family. He died at exactly 3 o'clock, the hour of mercy, on the feast of St. Faustina. Talk about an exclamation point. I mean, he had, since 2009, had found faith in Jesus Christ, actually through watching EWTN, and had this incredible experience in 2012, and dies in 2016 at 3 o'clock on the Feast of St. Faustina, surrounded by his children. It was one of the most incredibly powerful experiences of God's mercy I've ever had in my life. And I'm telling every person out there listening or watching right now, you can have that same experience when you open yourself deeply to everything that God wants to give you with this incredible ocean of merciful love.
Oh, Deacon, what a magnificent story. And I have to say, when a person opens themselves to forgiveness and starts forgiving others, you start believing in miracles, because stuff will happen that you will not be able to deny in your life. You just won't be able to say no, that God hasn't responded. But once you start down the path of forgiveness, man, the miracles start popping up all over the place. I'm so grateful to have you here, for one thing, to share about God's mercy. And I guess maybe in this modern world, we need to be built up in our confidence that it's real. This is not just psychotherapy. As good as psychotherapy is, it's not just art or something. The power of God to change lives through His mercy is real, it works for you. It'll work for you as well. Let's go to. We have another anonymous caller. Let's see if we can get this last call in before we have to go. Anonymous listening on iCatholic Radio app. You are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. I just ask you to be a little bit quick with your question because we're short of time. Anonymous.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Anonymous. Can you be a little quick?
Hi.
We're really short on time.
Yeah. Okay. So how do I balance being aggravated and having like an overall general good mood? Because I feel like I'm always in a bad mood, or I'm always upset about something, and I know where it's coming from. It's coming from personal relationships, but then I take it to work and then I'm always mad.
Okay. You're not alone in this. So let's let Deacon have just a minute to answer before we go.
Yeah. So quickly, Jesus says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. So if you're surrounding yourself with people who are negative, get them out of your life. Cut them out. You know, just not saying that you're cutting them like complete. I cannot be around you, because you are just a very negative person and your negativity is reflecting on me. So, you know, just I can't be around you right now. I'm trying to be a positive person with joy in my life. And the second thing I'd be was Eucharistic adoration. get to a place where you can find, not just be happy, but to find the joy. And that joy comes from a deep intimate relationship with God and going to Eucharistic adoration and finding God in that silence, I think is a beautiful way to kind of recenter yourself and focus your life again.
Anonymous, thank you for making it quick for us. I'm sorry that we didn't have more time. You find out more about Deacon Harold at deaconharold.com or dynamicdeacon.com. If you want to make that pilgrimage to the Holy Land in late October, early November next year, the Saints Pilgrimage with Deacon Harold, either of those places will have information on it. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, thank you so much. May we have your blessing before we go.
May my God bless you and your families, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you again for sharing the message that, well, what do we call that? Oh, yeah, the gospel. Thanks for sharing that with us. Tomorrow, 2 hours of open forum, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.